Blog Talk Radio.
And hey, let us run some people for all that. From every tribe and language, people, every nation. Where warriors have fallen, there's a resurrection coming.
It is your time to rise and shine.
Oh, wake up, you sleeping giant.
The wounds of injustice are being healed by the peace.
Oh, yeah,
we're bringing us power through unity.
Where warriors have fallen, there's a resurrection coming.
Welcome to Soul Purpose Healing. I'm your hostess, host Viata, and we're all about unity and truth and wisdom and freedom. And that's what we're going to promote tonight, creating a new truth-filled education and health system. Because these are times where we can transform what we've lived with for so many years, and we thought it was okay until now, until pandemic times. So welcome. Thank you for joining me this evening. I have several guests lined up for you tonight. I had a live guest planned for you tonight, but he couldn't make it. He backed out at the last minute. And so I had to go searching for other guests for you, and I have several. Because what I'd like to do today is continue our Friday show subject of parasites. And that's an education that we all have missed. We've all missed the education of parasites. There were times years ago when our ancestors, our grandparents, were very aware of parasites and the influence they had on the human body. But we lost that education. We lost that health system with the advancement of urban areas and industrial revolution and medicine and pharmaceuticals. And so tonight we're going to start creating a new truth-filled education and health system. And I'd like your participation. Because I came up with some areas that I feel are very important that are lost today in our education system, like music class. I don't know how many classes are in high school they have music, but that's one of the things that we need to get back to, the music from Native American type music compared to modern music. And diet and nutrition, how much of that do we teach in our elementary and our high schools? And then biology and physiology at the most elemental level. And then, of course, meditation and spirituality. I believe, and I hope you'll agree, if not, feel free to comment about these topics need to be brought back into our school systems, our families, our homes, so that we can avoid another type pandemic on this planet. This pandemic should be teaching us, who are we really? What do we really value in this life? What is life? What is the meaning of life? All of these, there should be lots of questions being asked these days when we observe protests in Europe and mandates and division and all the things that we see going on, not just in the news, but in our communities. So I have put together some guests for you to help us not only continue our education on parasites, but to have a full understanding, let me get my book, of metaphysical importance in our life. A friend of mine sent me a teaching by a doctor who lives in Panama City. And this was so educational that I have to share with you. Because what this doctor focuses on most of the time is external solutions. And soul purpose healing is about us really going inward and understanding who we are journeying on this earth. In fact, one of my guests tonight put it really well when he talks about why he quit his spiritual journey for a new one. I'm going to share that with you because it was very enlightening for me. A young brother talking about why he quit his spiritual journey for a new one. But let me get back to this doctor that I listened to today. And the question was on one of her patients was asking about a herpes out. What do you do for a herpes outbreak? And her answer, she said, had to do with skin. And the problem is your diet. And then this is the thing that blew my mind. She said, what you need to start doing is eating pig ears. Pig ears. I did say P-I-G ears. Yes, pig ears. And I'm like, now this is a doctor that my friend has been following a lot because she has been trying to wean herself of steroids. And so this doctor has been extremely helpful in getting her on a diet, which includes things like pig ears and liver and all these animal products that are helping her build her cortisol, her adrenal glands. So evidently, this doctor believes that external solutions are the thing that should be focused on, as well as nutritional deficiency. And then give your body the help it needs by eating pig ears. That was just one of her solutions. And blue, just blah, blah, blah. So, and then on the other spectrum, we can look at my brother, Elitam Elamim, who says, you don't have to eat anything. Food is poison. It's poisoning the body for the most part because the body has to work so hard to digest it. And so Elitam Elamim is a brother who's in India right now, going barefoot, walking barefoot, eating nothing at all and drinking nothing. He lives on minerals from the cosmos, air, and so forth. But he eats no food whatsoever. And I met him for 3 days. I attended a workshop he did here in Orlando. And yeah, sure enough, he didn't put any food in his mouth in the time I saw him. And he stays at this amazing level of joy, laughter, peace. So the key for him is making sure your emotions are calm and balanced and in a high frequency. And then on the other hand, you have someone recommending that if you have herpes, you need to eat pig ears. So those are kind of the spectrums that we look at in our society and that have caused such division at many times because we have not been educated and we have not been involved in a healthcare system. We've been involved in a sick care system. So my first guest is a man by the name of Heinze. It's a brother, beautiful brother. And I want to introduce him because he brought some enlightening ideas about why he quit his, quote, spiritual journey and thought and began to think about. And then from there, I really would help, I need your help in commenting or participating on what you think a truthful education and health system should look like. Not the deceptive miseducation we've all experienced. Got to go to college, got to get student loans and go into debt for the rest of your life. And then the sick care system that means you have to have a drug in your medicine cabinet or you're not going to get well. So this brother gives us an introduction as to what we should really be focusing on. And then we're going to go into parasites because my guest on Friday, Dr. Brian Artis, really opened up a can of worms, literally, and told us about how the majority of diseases are caused by parasites. So I have several guests who are going to share their knowledge about parasites, how to get rid of them. And then I want to invite you to start your parasite cleansing cycle for this coming week as the moon begins to wax full on next Sunday. Next Sunday, we're going to have a full moon. And so I want all of you to think about on that full moon, you should be putting herbs in your body or whatever you need to put in your body to kill those parasites, to get them out, move them out of your body. And that means you have to have some herbs and you have to have bowel movements to keep moving them out. So we're going to talk about all that. But let's listen to a brother talk about, his name is Heinze, H-I-N-D-Z, why he quit his spiritual journey for a new one. And this will begin, I hope, to enlighten you about why we're here and what we really need to be focusing on. So here we go. It's about 10 minutes. I'm not sure if I'll pay the whole, but very enlightening for us to begin this parasite cleaning journey and understand not just the physical part of parasite infestation, but the metaphysical. There's a metaphysical reason we have parasites. So we're going to talk about all that after
We're going to need some Palo Santo before we start.
People can tune in with foresight, hindsight.
This is self-mastery, baby.
I think in hindsight.
They give you an hour. That's actually an honor.
My God, in hindsight?
I said, well, you know, I'm going to listen to the rest of my program.
And when I think about that in hindsight, that did calm me down.
exactly what I needed.
So today I wanted to talk a little bit about my spiritual journey and why I decided to quit being on a spiritual journey, which may seem weird to a lot of you, but if you allow me to explain, I want to shift our perspective a little bit on what some of us may believe a spiritual journey is. I recognize that we are spirits, you understand? We are souls, and I believe that I am a spirit, you are a spirit, having a journey and a human experience. Not necessarily a human having a spiritual experience, but a spirit having a human experience, because the spirit is forever, it's limitless, you understand? Now, I've noticed in the spiritual community this common theme where people become more spiritually aware and they start to devalue the human experience. They say, we're just on a floating rock, this is all an illusion, and they put more emphasis on other realms. Like, they'll talk about the 12th realm or the 7th realm or the 5D realm, whatever it may be, and they forget that we are here on Earth, that the reason why we are here is to be in this human experience. This isn't just an illusion, you understand? This is life. This is Earth. This is a beautiful place to be. And each one of us was sent here for a reason. Each one of us is a gift. I always say this, but you are a gift, you understand? And when you come into this human experience, it's on your spirit to open itself up to the world. And that's one of the greatest services you can do for this world, is to be your authentic self in this human experience. Now, when people ask the question, when did your spiritual journey begin? One, I think that question is really saying, when did you recognize that you were a spirit, right? Because in life, we grow up and we're kind of taught to think very linear. You know, society tries to put all these ideas into our head. And then we hit a point in life where we're not happy or we want to grow. And that's what happened to me. I wanted to grow. I wasn't happy with the things I was doing. You know, I shot a lot of music videos. I was living in Los Angeles for the time being, and I was traveling with celebrity artists around the world and doing cool things, but I didn't feel that happy on the inside. And that's when I set the intention that I wanted to grow. And as soon as I set that intention, my spiritual journey began. But again, I think a spiritual journey is just recognizing who we are, and we are spirits, we are souls having a human experience. So we dive into the yoga, we dive into the meditation, I dived into the raw foods. I started to have a lot of fun with recentering myself and who I truly was and getting to know my energy. Now, something I notice in the spiritual community is this level of hierarchy, which I think is super dangerous, okay? Like, if you do yoga every single day, if you eat the best of the best foods every single day, if you use your Palo Santo and your sage every single day, that doesn't make you a more spiritual person. One of my favorite scriptures is by Yeshua in the Bible, is it's not what you eat that defiles the spirit. It's what comes out of you that defiles the spirit. And to me, this is powerful, right? Because on my journey, because purity gave me the ability to feel my energy, right? I dove into very healthy foods, you know, Dr. Sebi knowledge, you know, alkaline, raw foods, Eris Latham, and all the knowledge spiritually. And I really adopted the idea that food made me more spiritual. Yes, food feeds our temple, and the better we feel, the more we can express our spirit through this human experience. But it's not what you eat, it's not what that goes in that defiles the spirit, it's what comes out. So if you could be the healthiest person ever, doing yoga, meditation, doing all these spiritual practices, but if what you say breathes hate or ignorance, or you act in a way that doesn't embody love or compassion, all those practices are void. Think about that documentary on Netflix called Bikram.
With millions in the bank and millions of followers, Bikram is doing something right.
And that yoga guy, he was like a guru. Although people would deem him a very spiritual character, he was
pushing himself into me and
grabbed my hand and tried to put his there.
Oh, my God.
This is not spiritual in itself, right? Spirituality is embodying compassion and love. And if your spiritual practices create some form of inequality in your mind against other people, this is a great point to, it's not what comes in that defiles the spirit, it's what comes out. You could do all the yoga, eat all the best foods, use all the sage you want, but if you look at yourself better than other people and look down upon other people, you are not embodying what spirituality truly is, which is love and compassion. You understand? People think that spirituality is outside of them. People will ask me, how do I start my spiritual journey? And I say, you are already in it. You are a spirit, already spiritual, in a human experience. But if you want to connect back with that spirit within so you can pull your authentic energy out, have more intention. In the beginning of my spiritual journey, I made the intention I wanted to grow. Then I used practices that we can call spiritual practices to help me grow, to help me connect back to that feeling inside. I use celibacy. I use raw foods, a lot of fruits, a lot of veggies. I use yoga. I use meditation, breath work. I use my creativity. I used expression. All these things allowed me to recenter myself in my journey, but really it was a spirit having a full human experience. And when you have the question, how do I become more spiritual? I would ask the question, how can I embody more love and compassion in my life? How can I practice more forgiveness? How can I give? You understand? I think the highest of grade spiritual practices we can do is love thy neighbor. Simple, but loving thy neighbor, loving thy stranger, loving your enemy. You understand why? Because true spirituality is love. We are extensions of God in the universe. And what is God? What is source energy? What is creation? It is love. Love so powerful, it expressed itself into creation and expressed us so we could have free will and explore the beauty on this earth. My friend, when you go on your spiritual journey, don't disconnect from this world. Have gratitude for this world. Look around and look at the colors. The fact that we can smell, the fact that we can taste, the fact that we can feel is the gift. Even if we're feeling pain, even if we're feeling sorrow, I always say, give me all the emotions. The human experience is about feeling all the emotions. That's why our spirit came here, to learn, to love, to feel that pain, to feel that joy, to feel that happiness, to feel that sorrow, to feel that anger. Our emotions are teachers, teaching our spirit, weathering our spirit, seasoning our spirit. And while we are here, we get to explore and express through these emotions. So when I say I quit my spiritual journey, all I quit was the idea of purity. I am already a spirit. My spirit been on a journey from eons and eons. So I'm here having a human experience. And although I still love to live a pure lifestyle, I love my breath work. You know, I do my Qigong every morning. I do my meditation every morning. I love my healthy foods. I do these things though because they make me feel good. You understand? I feel in good vibration and good energy, not because I think they're going to make me more spiritual. Again, spirituality is embodying love and compassion. The journey is forever. But while we are here, let's enjoy this human. Let's love one another. Let's fuel our body, nourish our bodies, express ourselves through these bodies. Each one of us is creative. Each one of us has a gift. I believe every single one of us has a gift that has been coded within our DNA. And while we are here, for the short time we are here, it's on us to express that every single day. My friend, again, you are a gift and it's time to open yourself up. There's no reason we need to be obsessed with purity. There's no hierarchy in the spirituality ladder. We are all love and compassion and everything is a process. You may have more knowledge and wisdom than your neighbor. It doesn't mean you're better than. It just means they are on their own journey, their own path. So let's embrace everybody's path. Use our practices to, yes, recenter ourselves, but fully enjoy this human experience because we are spirits having a human experience, not humans having a spiritual experience. And you don't know in hindsight, everything gonna be all right. It's a vibe thing, and you already know we powered by Ja. If this was your first time here, again, my name is Hines, and...
Okay, that was Hines. Boy, that brother has so much wisdom. A young brother, too. But I just loved his foundation setting for tonight. He's like the plumb line for tonight, where we're having this human experience, but we're eternal souls, and we need to love one another. And then we get a message. This message kept popping up on my computer about a virus warning. I don't even know what it said. All I could see was virus warning from some news outlet. And that's where the plumb line, we move away from the plumb line into fear and division. And that's what we all have been experiencing on a daily basis. So we're going to start out right tonight with a beautiful foundation of love and compassion. And we're on this spiritual journey. And we don't have to be perfect. We don't have to be pure. We just have to embrace everyone's assignment and appreciate everyone has a different assignment. And then we're going to talk about parasites, because on a human journey, we have parasites to deal with. And as the brother said, as Dr. Brian said on Friday, that is the major cause of diseases. And again, the plumb line is that we have parasites in this human experience, major cause of diseases. And then here we go further away from this divine plumb line. It says everybody should get vaccinated, everybody should hate each other because they're not vaccinated, and we should have cards that say this and that. So we are so out of balance, so off from the plumb line, that's our intention tonight, is to get us back to balance. Oh my goodness. Back to alignment. We are on a chiropractic assignment tonight to get our spiritual adjustment tonight, get us our spinal cords, our information center back into alignment with the Creator's purpose for us to be on this spiritual journey, not focusing on eating pig ears, that's for sure. I don't think that's what my mission is, for sure. Some people may think that's their mission, to use pig ears to heal their body. Hello, bravo for you. I hope it works. I really do hope it works. But my experience with pig ears was that people get fat and have diabetes from that. And after a while, the pig ears are not doing what they're supposed to do. And then the biblical implications for that, that's a whole nother story. But I see that we have a caller who has pressed one. So before we go to the break, I'm going to open up the mic and see. And here's from our caller, 313-802. Your mic is open, but you got a lot of background noise. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Minister Williams, and I find it very spiritually enlightening to call in tonight because the gentleman was truly touching on the real basis of the energy from the divine God. That's the energy that is, like I always say, the energizer body. That what keeps us going. And that is that energy from the spirit realm that create all living things in the universe, the planets, because even as Mama AZ and Phoenix called the rocks, our grandfathers and grandmothers, everything has a vibration. Even quote-unquote R-O-C-K rocks, they have a vibration. Everything is alive. Nothing is what we call dead in the human sense. We're all vibrating on different levels. So the spiritual experience is the energy that has created each and every one of us. And the soul is the personality that does the reincarnation in different lifetimes to develop and grow to the ultimate spirit soul level. I always think of it as my meditations over the years. We become ethereal, and I won't say angels, but I use that word ethereal. We're growing to the develop to the highest level, so that we become one with each other and the universal beings that are out here on this level before we become human. It's so beautiful in paradise. Someone asked me, what did Jesus mean about I'll see you in paradise? So to keep it common, I said he meant heaven. And heaven is a beautiful thing for those of us in every culture who remembers, and which I do, what it was to be on the other side and going through different lifetimes. So we are the teachers. We are the teachers. You, I, all of us who have been enlightened enough to share our love, which is what we're all doing, what you're doing, Viata, and this gentleman also. This is our journey to be teachers of spiritual life, loving and the creative universe.
So, Minister Cynthia, it is so nice to hear from you, and I apologize. I haven't gotten back to you. I did see you had called once or twice. So I'm glad you're here because we can maybe have a conversation. And as you said, we are meant to be teachers. Those of us who have had experiences that have taught us some valuable lessons, this is the truth-filled education that we need to share with the younger generation. And I want to ask you, especially when we're talking about parasites tonight, there is a belief out there that we can use turpentine to kill parasites. And I know you're in your 70s, and I want to know if you ever had that experience with your parents or grandparents where they used turpentine to kill parasites.
I'm not familiar with that. Coming from born in Memphis, Tennessee, my family comes out of the slave culture of Mississippi. No, they use turpentine for your ears. I'm thinking of all the things I remember as a six-year-old. They use turpentine, in other words, to clear your ears out if there was something wrong with your hearing. As far as parasites, let's see. And parasites, what are they supposed to be? Things that are inside, outside the body? Are they talking about parasites that attack us in the negative environment, or what are they exactly talking about? Now, intellectually, we know worms are inside of the body through the intestines, and supposedly we have to eat better, and especially the hot foods, as cultural Mexicans and East Indians eat, and that's why they don't have the problems of worms in the body, the parasites inside. But, you know, come on, all of us who are spiritually aware, as we teach, it's more than the flesh. We keep forgetting we are more than the flesh. We got caught up when we came from the spirit realm, soul realm, and to the human expression, and we forget everything, that we are more than the flesh, as that nugget is in the religious Bible. We are spirit soul beings, and we are on a more deeper understanding. And as teachers, we are to teach the higher knowledge and awareness of who we really are. Now, I studied metaphysics, and what's the first lesson in truth? We forget who we are. But the travel for myself as a soul coming here, it was a weight that I felt when I came into this existence as a human being. When I was on the other side, I was going here, there, and everywhere. I was flying, and I just was consciousness and awareness. I had no body, but I had consciousness, and I'm traveling amongst the planet and the stars. But coming into the birth channel, being born into the flesh body, that weight became what was so oppressive and which I had to carry, and we all carry when we come from the spirit soul level. And we forget so quickly and so easily, because we're struggling to survive in this human expression. So those of us who can be an example of love, see what happens too, we get caught up in the mental. We get caught up in the intellect. I was very, very smart, very brilliant. But here's the point. I had to learn and to be reminded, wait a minute now, who really am I? I am spirit soul. In all of my travels and my soul assignments, I've been reminded over and over and over again of who and what I am. And then I have to focus on practicing the principles of spirit soul, spiritual love.
You've got a lot of back. But thank you, Minister Cynthia. She is one of the teachers that we should be including in our new education and health system. So I will open 6459 for you, Mike.
Oh,
605-924, we got background noise. Did you want to comment?
Oh, no. Sorry about the background noise.
Okay, who's calling?
My name is Craig.
Is what?
I didn't cue myself in. I was just listening.
Okay, so should we come back to you?
Technically, I wasn't going to speak. I was just going to listen.
Okay, you just won. All right, thanks. Thanks for listening. I was going to play a audio about Tiffany Haddish using paint thinner to treat some of her health problems, to treat a cold. And these doctors, I'm going to tell you exactly the truth about turpentine, because these doctors are so ignorant that they just really put her down like she's crazy. So I'm going to play this. I thought I had it.
We look to the stars for tips on fashion and beauty, but what about for your health? In a recent magazine interview, actress and comedian Tiffany Haddish said that she uses turpentine to get rid of a cold. She says mixes a teaspoon of turpentine and sugar and castor oil or honey and goes down smooth and feels so much better the next day. She also claims that this gives her the greatest bowel movement she's ever had.
As her body tries to get rid of this poison.
Oh, it's a poison. It's a solvent. It's incredibly dangerous.
Tiffany, God bless you, but no thank you.
Yeah. No, we love Tiffany, but turpentine is a paint thinner.
Yeah.
So
it's a solvent. I mean, think about it. It dissolves paint and grease.
You lock it away from children so that they don't drink it.
It's toxic. I mean, it could potentially cause an erosion anywhere in your esophagus.
Even just smelling it can cause symptoms.
I don't think I even have to ask docs. Buzz or bust.
Okay, so Tiffany Haddish shared that she's using turpentine to get rid of a cold and help her bowel. And the truth is that turpentine was used many years ago by our grandparents to heal all kinds of diseases. There is a doctor by the name of Dr. Jennifer Daniels, who is really the person who has kind of introduced turpentine as a very healing, powerful healing agent. And I mentioned it on our Friday show to Dr. Brian, and he wasn't really familiar with it, but he didn't put it down. He just thought that there was a better way to kill parasites. So turpentine is actually a product from pine trees. It's a solvent from pine trees. And in our discussion tonight about starting our parasite killing program, we need to start it no matter what you use. It's important as we go into the fall season that we don't get caught up in this pandemic part two that's going to put people in fear and dread about a virus, which we don't have to be in fear and dread about. Turpentine is used in a way that Dr. Daniels puts a teaspoon of something like a teaspoon of sugar in a spoon, drops turpentine liquid, which you can order online and different places in it, and then she swallows it with water. And what that does is not only kills parasites, but it really does, as Tiffany Haddish is shared with the public, it does a lot more than that. But these doctors are going to poo-poo that and say, oh, that's dangerous. It's a thinner, paint thinner, blah, blah, blah. And that's why we have to have a truth-filled education and health system, because turpentine is being used by many people to heal all kinds of ailments. You just can't buy it from the drugstore or from the paint store. You have to get it in a certain container, a certain solution, and it does work. But this is unfortunately the misinformation that we're getting from the medical system that these natural remedies don't work. So I just want to put that out there. Number one, turpentine can be used to get rid of parasites. And the reason for the sugar, that's the question that a lot of people have, is sugar attracts parasites. And as Dr. Brian said, he would not use sugar for any reason whatsoever. But what Dr. Daniels teaches is that using sugar and then dropping the turpentine on it is like a bait for the parasites. The parasites are going to be attracted to that liquid solution of sugar and turpentine, and then zap, the turpentine gets the parasites and kills them. That's just one of the ways you can take something inside your body to get rid of the parasites. We're going to talk about some other ways that might be a little easier, safer, and more convenient, but we're just preparing you because the moon is going to be full, parasites are going to be more active, and we want you to be have your tools ready to zap those parasites in whatever way you can. So Naima Latif is in the studio, and she's our executive producer for The Female Solution, which I'm a part of. She's going to play some commercials, and we're going to come back and listen to some more guests about parasites, killing them, why we kill them. And I'm going to give you the Louise Hay version of what parasites represent on the metaphysical level, because we are multidimensional beings. As the brother said, we're spiritual beings having a human experience. And if you don't really look at all aspects of who we are, you're going to miss the solutions for some of the problems that come up in your life. So thank you, Naima Latif, for bringing in our sponsors.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships. My introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses. And we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my three-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viata.
Yeah.
And we're back. Thank you for joining me this week, August 16th, 2021. We are still on the Corona Adventure Plandemic Part 2. Here we go. And that's why I'm bringing you a new truthful education and health system that we need to create. I think that's what this plandemic is all about. Stimulating our creative minds. How do we come out of this twilight zone that we're in? We create something new. And so tonight we're talking about education and healthcare system that we need to replace the education system and health sick care system that we've all been raised in, and now we're all confused and ignorant, totally ignorant about a virus. I get a flash on my computer about virus warning. There's no need to warn about viruses. They're part of the ecosystem. They're part of the microbiome system. And as I always say, and we're going to go to a caller in the Female Solutions studio, as I always say from my last 18 months of studying and education, is that viruses are like the teammates in a football game. Only viruses are on the bench. They stay on the bench until there's a death in the house or the game, or somebody gets sick in the game. If there's any disease in the game, the viruses come out off the bench and they start trying to clean it up. Otherwise, we don't have to be warning about it, but we've been totally miseducated and bamboozled about warning, fear about something that is actually part of who we are as human vessels. So we've got a caller who pressed 1 in the Female Solutions studio, and I want to honor all the callers tonight because together we're going to create this truth-filled education and health system by your participation and your comments and your experience that you share with us. So, Naima Latif, we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Go right ahead, area code 773-221. Your mic is open.
We're waiting for you.
Yeah. Go ahead. Your mic is open. 773-221. Your mic is open. Go right ahead. Check your mute. They may have
okay.
Stepped away from their phone.
Maybe we'll come back to them. Okay, we'll come back to them.
Okay.
Thank you, Nathan. So as brother, if you're just joining us, I played at our guest, Brother Heinze is his name, and he gave us some really enlightening thoughts and education about his spiritual journey. And he mentioned a scripture, Matthew 15:11, about a man is not defiled by what enters his mouth, but what comes out of his heart. And that is so important to think about as we go forward with how do we create a truthful education and healthcare system, not focusing on the external things and what we put in our mouth so much, but what is coming out of this heart. And so my next guest is going to talk about the misdiagnosis of parasites, but I want us to keep that in mind. What's coming out of the heart? We get so much misinformation about parasites that we need to be fully educated on why this is so important. And then at the end of the show, we're going to give you a protocol and a program to help you get rid of these little critters for the next several months. We got to keep it up because as we get into the fall, it's going to be even more important that your body is strong and healthy. But let's talk about misdiagnosis of parasites.
Hi, my name is Sassy Kudan, and I'm an undergraduate at the Summer Institute of Medical Ignorance Program here at the University of Arizona. I decided to make my video on parasitology in medicine, and specifically its misdiagnosis. For some people, parasites are a step of nightmares. These organisms take up residence in their human host, hide, and feed off of the nutrients of the person, causing minor ailments, as well as serious and sometimes life-threatening illnesses. So for my beginning question, how and why are these parasites being misdiagnosed?
These microscopic creatures can be passed from person to person and in contact with contaminated clothing, bedding, and food. In some cases, parasites can also be passed through mosquitoes, such as malaria. and even barefoot on soil such as hookworm, is called in the tropical areas the fiery serpent. Many people think parasites may be acquired only in developing and third world countries, or as a parting gift on an exotic vacation. However, a new report from the Center of Disease Control and Prevention finds these critters very much alive in the United States.
Millions of Americans develop parasitic infections, and symptoms often go unnoticed or misdiagnosed due to the similarity to minor infections such as nausea, dizziness, fever, and pain. After basic care and tests are conducted, many of these parasites remain undetected and are classified as idiopathic diseases.
Scientists at the CDC have discovered cancer cells originating in a common tapeworm may take place in brood with people with weakened immune systems causing cancer-like tumors. In the New England Journal of Medicine, they raised concerns that other similar cases may be misdiagnosed as human cancer, especially in less developed countries where immune-suppressing illnesses like HIV are widespread. In 2003, the CDC took part in helping diagnose biopsies from lung tumors and lymph nodes of a 41-year-old man who was HIV positive. The tumors looked similar to human cancer, but the CDC lab studies revealed the cancer cells were not human. The revelation solved a 3-year hunt for the cause of the man's illness. A similar parasite transmitted by the kissing bug can cause Chagas disease and can stay dormant in a...
So that's just one guest who talks about why people are misdiagnosed with cancer, with lupus. If you were on our Friday show, you heard from Dr. Brian talk about his sister was diagnosed with lupus, and for years she was on drugs and medication until he discovered that there was a parasite in her spleen causing all the problems. Parasite called flukes. Flukes are very common that cause major diseases. So one more bit of information on things you should know about parasites so that we go into this parasite cleansing period the year with full knowledge of why we're doing this, why it's important, and why we should share it with other people.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Jin Sung, where clinical excellence meets excellent results. Today, we're going to talk about parasites. What are they? How do we get them? How do we treat them? And how do we prevent them? Okay? So, on the board behind me, we have a list of different parasites. But basically, a parasite is anything that is living in our body that is detrimental and has no benefit to us. Okay? So, let's go ahead and look at the list. We're looking at roundworm, hookworm, pinworm, giardia, tapeworm, enteramoeba, lice, bedbugs, Lyme disease, H. pylori infections, right? All these infections that can create a detrimental effect on our body with no benefit, right? How do we get these types of parasites, right? Before I even talk about that is people don't realize there's so many people who actually have infections, right? As high as probably 60, 70, 80% of the population will have some sort of parasitic infection, and they don't realize they have one. So how do we get them? Water, right? Usually this is more of countries that are of poor sanitation, poor water supply, etc. Uncooked meats, pork, even fish, so forth, you can get parasitic infections. Oral fecal route, basically runoff water that you drink, or that's in your food that has fecal matter in it, right, from animals. Pets. People don't realize that pets can transmit parasites, anything from roundworms to H. pylori infections. So oftentimes these, let's say dogs, are brought up in these kennels with other dogs, and maybe the conditions are not quite sanitary. And oftentimes they will pick up things like roundworms. And that's why they test new puppies, right? They do a stool pathology test to make sure they don't have any parasites. So pets are a big transmitter of parasites. Right? If you let your dog run around and they sniff everything, lick everything, and then you are saying, oh, the saliva is really clean. Let them lick your face, your mouth, your eyes, etc., right? Parasites can be transmitted by pets. polluted waterways, lakes, overgrowth, etc. Feet. I've had actually one patient who got a parasitic infection through the feet, through the skin, right? They were on some beach on a remote island, and there were parasitic bugs in the sand, and it transmitted a parasite through the skin, which it would open up cold sores, sores in their legs, and so forth. So it can be a transmission through the skin and insects, right? Obviously, you know a lot of different viruses and things like the Lyme disease, which can be transmitted by insects or bugs, right? So these are all different things that can happen in terms of modes of transmission. When we look at our symptoms, right, there are so many symptoms related to parasitic infections. And oftentimes what happens is you go to your physician and you complain about a symptom, you end up with a medication. They don't put one and one together and say, huh, this could be a parasitic infection sometimes. So look at the symptoms, right? So the obvious one is things like acute vomiting, diarrhea, nausea, right? Or it can be a change in your bowel movements, a sudden change. All of a sudden you're constipated. All of a sudden you have loose stool and diarrhea, right? Unexplained fatigue or malaise, constantly tired, no matter what you do. Got 10 hours of sleep, I'm still tired, right? Sleep disturbances, you toss and turn, right? You might wake up at 2 in the morning, at 3 in the morning, can't go back to bed. Now, that can be a symptom of blood sugar, but it can also be a result of a parasitic infection. Itchy skin or rectum. Pinworms are notorious for itchiness around the rectum, right? Especially with kids. So they'll get a pinworm. The pinworms tend to come out at night. In the middle of the night, they start to scratch. And the rectal itchiness can be related to pinworms. Unexplained itchy skin is very common with parasitic infections. Unexplained health conditions. Things like fibromyalgia, pain. I don't know why I have pain, right? Fibromyalgia can be inflammatory. It can be as a result of an infection causing inflammatory response, causing pain. People who grind their teeth at night, right? Like they never used to grind, and all of a sudden they're grinding their teeth. Sugar cravings, or even uncontrolled appetite or food cravings. Constantly hungry, right? Parasites are feeding off of you, making you calorie deficient, basically. So you start to crave sugar. You start to crave food all the time, right? I'm hungry all the time. Another one is anxiety and depression, psychiatric disorders, right? Things like Lyme and other infections that can create inflammatory responses affecting the brain. So anxiety and depression is one. This is another one, autoimmune disease. Now, I have many videos about autoimmune disease, autoimmune thyroid, etc. So I want you to go ahead and watch those videos. But essentially, autoimmune disease can be triggered by a parasite. Why? Because parasites create an inflammatory response, a cytokine storm. It creates an environment where the body's immune response is robust. And sometimes it can trigger an autoimmune disease where your immune system starts to attack your thyroid, or it can start to attack your joints like rheumatoid arthritis, right? So there are many conditions that can be, autoimmune conditions that can be related to maybe a parasitic infection. Anemia. Iron deficiency anemia is notoriously common in parasitic infections. Things like H. pylori, but you know, worms, larger worms, tapeworms, etc., can create issues with iron absorption and iron depletion, right? Because they are using your iron, right, to fuel their body. So iron deficiency anemia can certainly occur, which causes what? Fatigue. So these are all things that we look at when we look at parasites, right? So when we look at it, we have all these symptoms. So how do we test for it? Right. We can test it in a variety of different ways. We can do an endoscopy, a colonoscopy. You can do a swallow of a camera that can look at your...
Okay, so I hope that has given you a firm understanding that, yes, we have parasites in us. Yes, they come in many forms. And yes, the symptoms are often misdiagnosed. I know that my grandchildren probably have parasites that need to be cleaned out because they're always hungry. They crave sugar, and they've had a dog since they were born. They've had a dog in the house. So those are just three of the ways that I know my grandchildren are needing to do this parasite cleanse. So we're going to attack these parasites for the next few months. I'm inviting all of you listeners to join me in this parasite cleansing campaign or adventure, because now is the time where the pandemic part two is revving up, and that is probably the reason why so many people died last year, because they were not getting to the root of their health issues and cleaning out the parasites. Now, for those of you who were on the show with me on the show Friday, Dr. Brian gave us a website where you can have your stools tested to find out exactly what parasites you have. If you're interested in really getting a complete, thorough analysis, the website is parasitetesting.com, parasitetesting.com. I'm on there on my phone right now. $164 will give you a complete package, comprehensive stool analysis, and you can find out what type of parasites you have. And then you can follow up on that on your own, on different websites, with Dr. Artis and his doc@artislabs.com to find out how you should proceed. But basically, we're going to be talking about how to get rid of the parasites. Now, I want to go into the spiritual, metaphysical aspect of parasites. Because if we don't look at all the aspects of these creatures that inhabit our bodies, then we could miss something. And I like to look at our journey here on Earth as multidimensional. We are experiencing this journey on many dimensions. So Louise Hay, who was lived to be in her 80s, a beautiful soul, wrote the book Heal Your Body. And I'll use this book for about 30 years or more. And I've always brought it out with my clients when they had physical symptoms and we're trying to resolve them or heal them or get them better. And every 100% of the time, when I would read this from this book, they would say, yeah, that's probably true. So on parasites, we want you to be aware that there's more than one possible cause of your parasites. And this, in her book, she says, parasites are about giving your power to others and letting them take over. Giving power to others, letting them take over. This is the probable cause. Sorry, I can't talk right now. This is the probable cause of parasites on the metaphysical or the invisible level. So when you think about how in the world do I deal with the invisible root of parasites, well, there's an invisible therapist. My friend is on this webinar every month or every week where they talk about the unseen therapist. I like to talk about the invisible therapist. The invisible therapist is the spirit of the creator, the spirit of the universe, the spirit, your soul's intuition, your deep understanding of why you're here, and the cosmic energy that's working all around you. So on the deepest level, parasites are about giving your power to others and letting them take over. Now, I want to say the pandemic that we're in is a perfect example of this, brothers and sisters. Hear me out. Pandemic part one and two is about giving your power over to others and letting them take over. Take over in the sense of letting the government and the medical system bring the solution to your parasite problem, because that's really it, what the true root cause of most symptoms in our body are. It's not about a virus. The virus has been, remember, the virus is sitting on the bench in this game, waiting to come in when your body is out of balance, when you have toxins filling up the body and parasites even. You're going to have viruses if your parasites get out of control, because the viruses will be in there trying to win the game and get rid of the parasites, and it could be a losing battle. So we're going to take our next break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about how to recognize the power that you've lost and how to get it back. And one way, again, I say is when you're waiting for a savior in the way of a medical injection, or you're not looking at the virus as some teammate on the sideline, and you think you don't have the power to balance your physical body and get rid of parasites, get rid of, put the viruses back on the bench, then you're giving your power away, and that's when the parasites are going to come in and take over. So you let the medical system and the government take over, then the parasites are going to be activated, is what Louise Hay is saying in this book. So we're going to hear from another guest when we come back about power, how we lose our power, how we're going to get it back in many ways other than doing this parasite cleanse, taking our power back, taking responsibility for these little critters running around in our body and all the things we do to invite them in here. But there is a solution. There's a way to get rid of them. There's a way to get your body back in balance and have peace and not be in fear that you're going to be destroyed and killed by a virus. So Naima Latif is going to bring in our next bit of sponsors from the Female Solution platform.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Monday, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com. mindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmindfulnessmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsmomentsm mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
So we are back. Thank you for joining me this evening. We're continuing the discussion and the information about parasites, because on Friday, Dr. Brian Artis really blew our minds on the Health and Wellbeing show about parasites being the root cause of like something like 80% of diseases. And so my feeling has been throughout this pandemic that's why people were dying last year, because we were not addressing the root cause of the sicknesses and diseases. And viruses certainly were not the main culprits, because if parasites are in 80 or 90% of our human bodies, then that's what's weakening our bodies. And that's what we have to address in this pandemic part two. Otherwise, the fear and the misinformation is going to take a lot more people out again. So Louise Hay, who is one of my favorite authors, Heal Your Body, The Metaphysical Root Cause of Diseases, says parasites are all about giving your power to others and letting them take over. Now, her solution, or the solution, she says, is I lovingly take back my power and eliminate all interference. So how are we going to do that? I lovingly take back my power, and I'm going to eliminate all the interference. All these people telling me what I need to do with my body, my choice. We're going to eliminate all the interference and take charge by doing a parasite cleanse, for one. We're going to get all the information we need. What herbs do we need? We're going to send off your stools maybe to parasitetesting.com, find out what exactly is in those stools, in your bowels. And we're going to listen to people who are experienced about how to get rid of parasites, what you need to know about parasites, and not give our power away anymore. So I have found this beautiful woman, Jennifer Daniels, who's going to talk about power within. This is so important, because this is where we lost it last year. Last year, a lot of the global family gave away their power because the medical system, the governments all over the planet said, you need to be afraid of a virus, and this is what we want you to do, lock down, don't touch anybody. All those things, we gave away our power last year, and it's time to take it back. So here's a little lecture on Power Within by Jennifer Daniels. She's my next guest.
So good evening. It is such a pleasure to be standing here in front of you today talking about something so powerful. No pun intended, but pun intended, obviously, because we're speaking about power today. Now, I'm going to be speaking about power from a social sciences lens, and it may be unconventional for many, but I'm hopeful that you'll be open to exploring this idea with me and connecting to the way in which I define power. So what's our starting point? Where do we begin? Well, we start with the literal definition of power: possession of control, authority, or influence over others. Now, when we think about power in this way, it can lead to many misconceptions and fallacies. It can have us thinking about the struggle between the haves and the have-nots. It can make us feel as if power is a scarcity only afforded to those in optimal position. But how does this leave us feeling? Where does this take us? Well, quite simply, it's going to have us feeling like this lamb right in this picture, hopeless, helpless. In many instances, we can feel like we are a victim of our own circumstance or the way in which others treat us. When we think about power in this way, We feel as if power can be taken from us. Now, I know what a lot of you are probably thinking right now. You're saying, well, someone feeling this way, that's not common. That's someone that's weak. Strong-minded people don't fall into this loophole. But that's also not true. Powerlessness is something that can happen to all of us if we don't keep ourselves aware. It takes me back to my own experience, my own misperception of powerlessness. I was about 22, 23 years old. I was working a full-time job. I didn't complete my bachelor's degree at the time, and I was in no rush to finish my bachelor's degree at the time because I thought I was making a lot of money. I really wasn't making a lot of money, okay? But keep going with me on this story. I loved the job that I was working. I loved what I did. I loved who I work with. Everything was great about this job until it wasn't. I ended up encountering an abusive supervisor, and she engaged in all of the workplace bullying tactics known to man. She put me down. She made me feel devalued. She told me I wasn't good enough because I didn't have my bachelor's degree at the time. I felt victim to the way that she treated me and the unfairness of this entire situation. And because of that, I spiraled out of control. I gained a lot of weight. I sank into a depression. As a matter of fact, I was 75 pounds heavier than what you're looking at right now. What was happening in my 9-to-5 life had now spilled over into my 24/7 life. And I attribute many of the negative effects of that experience to my own misperception of powerlessness. Now, I know you're probably thinking again, well, I mean, Jen, you were a victim in that circumstance. You didn't have control. What else would you do? Or how would you grapple with the disappointments of betrayal or being let down or someone mistreating you or any other negative aspect of our lives that we encounter at the hands of others? Well, my answer to those questions lie in the work of Dr. Julian Rappaport. He's one of the pioneers of the empowerment theory. And he states that empowerment is viewed as a process, the mechanism by which people gain mastery over their lives. So when we view power from this lens, what we're going to realize is that power comes from within. Power is inside of us. It's always been inside of us. It can't be taken. We have to understand that the view that empowerment is not ours is not true. Empowerment is about self-reliance. It's about resiliency. It's about pursuing your own happiness and realizing that you are the master of your own fate. Empowerment is about choosing to be a victor and not a victim of your circumstances. Now, I want you to listen to that sentence again. Pay attention to the verb that I emphasize in that sentence, choosing to be a victor. Essentially, what I'm saying here is that empowerment is a choice. It's a decision that you make. It's a place that you come to, a defining moment when we have these negative experiences, when we go through these situations, when people treat us unfairly. I like to think of those defining moments as the proverbial fork in the road, a place where we have to make a choice. Will I choose powerfulness or will I choose powerlessness? Will I choose to be empowered or will I choose to be disempowered? Now, I came to that proverbial fork in the road, and I can remember it like it was yesterday. That same boss I was alluding to earlier, I ended up being fired by that boss. I was devastated. I sank even deeper into a depression, my own despondency being the lens from which I operated with my world. I spiraled out of control, and I continued to go that way. And I can remember my boyfriend at the time coming to me and he said, Jen, You need to get yourself together. You can't continue to go on like this. Now, my initial reaction was, ugh, excuse me? How dare you? Don't you know that I am having the time of my life right now? Rude, right? But when I got over my own indignation, what was left behind was myself, who I had become, my reflection in the mirror. And when I saw that reflection, it was almost like a light bulb had went off. Wow, okay, I do need to get myself together. I can't continue to go on like this. I have to get back on my feet. And that was the beginning of my own self-empowerment, a decision that I made. I chose to fight my employer for wrongful termination, which meant standing face-to-face with the very person I had perceived as wronging me at the time. I chose to go back to school and complete my bachelor's degree, subsequently finishing my graduate degree. I said I wouldn't let this negative experience, the unfairness of it all, stop me from moving forward in my life. I chose to be empowered. When we go back to what the researchers say, Dr. Julian Rappaport, Dr. Mark Zimmerman, they've given empirical evidence that validates the positive effects that empowerment can have on your lives. They found that empowerment can not only help people gain control over their life, but it can help them to be resilient to the negative circumstances of life. Empowerment can change your life. So, all right, we're empowered, right? Jen, you found your power, that's great. I'm feeling empowered, that's wonderful. End of story, right? End of the road, world peace. That's it, let's leave. No, that's not it. Now, some of you may be feeling like, okay, listen, I have this power now, but I can't share this with you. Do you know how hard I had to work to get here? If I share this power with you, then that means I'm not as powerful. So we hold it to ourselves. Now, I know that our society can put so much emphasis on being independent, right? We only focus on our own well-being. We disregard the well-being of others. But once we recognize our own light, we see our own flame that is empowerment. Simply put, it is our responsibility to light someone else's flame. We share power. We share what we know. We share how we overcame our circumstance. We share how we were able to move past the barriers that were in front of us. That is what makes us powerful. Again, going back to research, Dr. Julian Rappaport, I keep saying his name. Obviously, I really like him, right, in this instance. He's done great work on group empowerment. He's shown how it's made a difference in communities and society as a whole. As a matter of fact, you can see empowerment used in transformational and organizational leadership, and it's shown to have a great effect on organizations by way of work productivity and team morale. In essence, true power is sharing power. Now, if we can just take this concept with us everywhere we go, let it show up in everything that we do, and let it conquer and override every negative experience we've ever had or will have, we'll come to see that empowerment makes for better people. It can make for better teams. Empowerment can make for a better community. And overall, it can make for a better world and society. Thank you.
So, power, power, power. We are at a place right now in our global adventure of pandemic part two, where our power is slowly being snatched away if we don't agree with the establishment's viewpoint of a virus and pandemic and all that. But Louise Hay says, giving your power to others and letting them take over is why you have parasites. So we're going to talk about killing those parasites, but we also need to talk about how to empower ourselves, because there are a lot of people being faced with losing their jobs, as she talked about, as Ms. Daniels talked about, people today in the planet, on the planet Earth, are being faced with losing their employment, their source of money, income, the buy food, and if they don't get a jab, if they don't get the injection that the pharmaceutical companies have created for the poor little virus that is out there being called the enemy. So how do we empower ourselves? As she said, group empowerment is what we have to be mindful of and conscious of, awareness, not becoming a victim, as she in her case, but a victor. And as my guest on Friday, Dr. Brian Artis, emphasized and shared, if you send him an email, he's going to send you a 67-page report on how to be empowered with the group of what is now, I think, 1,000 attorneys and 40,000 physicians worldwide, globally, that are filing a lawsuit against this whole pandemic with the WHO, with the CDC, with the, against Fauci, all the whole shebang. They have investigated the PCR test and all the elements involved in Plandemic Part 1 have been investigated, researched, and so we have group empowerment right now going on in the planet with 1,000 attorneys and 40,000 physicians filing a lawsuit, a class action lawsuit against the CDC, the NIH, for all the people who have perpetrated this pandemic. So if you go to or send an email to doc@ardislabs.com, that's doc@ardislabs.com, and DDR Artist Show, Dr. Brian, or just Google Dr. Brian Artis, or go back to my Friday Health and Wellbeing show and listen to that podcast. It was just full of mind-blowing information on how you become a victor and not a victim. Whether you've taken this injection or not, parasites are the next issue in the process of becoming powerful, right? Because again, if you've got parasites, and we probably 80 to 90% of us have them, then you're losing your power in terms of your health and having all these symptoms that are going to cause you more health problems, because the stress of what the establishment is doing right now is going to weaken the body, the mind, the spirit if you give in to all the fear and the confusion and the propaganda, which is a daily activity. So my next guest in my studio is about explaining about how to get rid of the parasites. Let's see. Expensive parasite killer. How to get rid. We're going to have two guests to tell us different ways to get rid of the parasite. In case you didn't get, the turpentine is not something you want to try, which it does work. It really does work. Dr. Daniels, Jennifer Daniels, has been very adamant and very experienced in this area of turpentine and sugar, using that to kill parasites. It works. There's testimonies galore on YouTube that people have been using it, and it's healed all kinds of illnesses because they're using the turpentine and sugar. But here's a few more simple ways that you can get rid of parasites. And you want to start thinking about your supplies you're going to need if you're going to start soon on how you're going to do this. So here's some more guests to tell you some simple ways on how to get rid of it.
My name is Bob Windy. I'm an acupuncture physician and registered herbalist in St. Petersburg, Florida. Today we're going to talk about how to get rid of parasites in the body. So the first thing we want to do is get together a couple of ingredients. So I like to use a French press and get about 2 cups of boiling hot water, about 1 ounce of black walnut hull, and then usually about the same amount of pau d'arco, which is a bark from a South American tree. Of course, this is a very generalized treatment in order to deal with parasites that can be effective. But it's important, there's so many different types of parasites that may affect our body, and sometimes it may not even be a parasite, but really just a problem with the good bacteria in our gut. So one of the first things to ascertain is what type of parasite that you have, and then you can more effectively get the right herbal ingredients, or sometimes it's necessary to get medications in order to effectively treat parasites. So once you've ascertained that, or if you just kind of want to do an herbal parasite cleanse that works in a general manner, we've gathered these ingredients together. We place those herbs inside the French press, pour in our 2 cups of hot water, and let it steep for at least 10 minutes and up to 20 minutes. Once you've done that, the best way to do it is try to drink 3 equal portions of the liquid that's left over and drink that throughout the day. So 3 portions, 3 times a day of this cleanse. You do need to be careful. Sometimes in a number of people, it can cause a little bit of stomach upset, and it's best done on an empty stomach, and you may get a little bit of loose stools from it. So do be careful taking that and see how you respond before you do a full dosage of it. So this is Bob Lindy in St. Petersburg, Florida, talking to you about how to do a parasite cleanse on your body.
Several years ago, I was in extreme pain. I was actually crippled by parasites. It was awful. That's when I learned the hard way that parasites are easily one of the world's most misdiagnosed afflictions. They mimic a long list of illnesses and disorders, making proper diagnosis really complicated. In addition, once parasites are suspected, getting accurate testing can be very difficult. For almost a year, I experienced muscle tightness, pain, and swelling. I couldn't even make a fist, and I was practically bedridden. I saw a number of doctors whose diagnosis was arthritis, and they sent me home with medication. Meanwhile, Ross Synergy was suffering from constipation, bloating, headaches, blurry vision, and other symptoms. Eventually, through a specialized stool test, we had the answer. Parasites. H. pylori, strongyloides, a protozoan parasite, pinworm, whipworm, and a parasite they didn't even have a name for. Even though we've never been much for taking medications, we reluctantly took prescriptions which only seemed to work temporarily, and we never got completely better. That's when we discovered you can get parasites just about anywhere. And months later, when we were tested again, we still had most of our parasites plus some new ones. That's when we took the next step and spent months taking herbs and parasite cleanse products. But the relief didn't last, and we experienced uncomfortable side effects, anxiety, and general discomfort throughout the process. Each time we finished a long cycle of herbs, about a week later, the symptoms would return. It was so frustrating and started to feel hopeless. But after a long trial and error process, trying every possible remedy, we finally found a simple solution that also ended up being the least expensive. If you're not familiar, it's a parasite zapper. They emit a low-level electrical current throughout the body, killing bacteria, virus, fungi, parasites, and etc. without harming your good bacteria. I just drop in a 9-volt battery, and I'm good to go. With the switch in the on position, I place the contacts against my skin, and the zapper does its job. People often wear their zapper in a sock or their waistband. I use a wristband to hold it secure on my leg or arm. I also wear mine on the bottom of my foot for sleeping. So the bottom line is, when Ross Synergy found these, we had nothing to lose. And after a month of constant use, our parasites were gone without any significant side effects. That's when Ross Synergy decided to offer the Zapper on her website to help others who were parasite challenged. Eventually, we learned about the Terminator Zapper that offers extra subtle healing properties, and that Zapper batteries need to be changed regularly for effective results. Also, the copper contacts need to be kept clean for maximum benefit. That's what makes this cleaning cloth so awesome. You just rub it on the copper contact, and it removes all the residue and allows the zapper to work more effectively. And recently, we found a new zapper with white gold-plated contacts that requires almost no cleaning or maintenance. This is the one I use now and often wear on the bottom of my foot while sleeping for maintenance. Each time I change my battery, I mark the date so I can maintain maximum efficiency. I'm not an expert, but if you want more information, check out her website or blog. I place some links in the information box below for convenience. It's so awesome to be parasite-free. If you enjoyed this video, give me one of these. Go ahead and share it with your friends, and please take a moment to subscribe.
Now, I learned about the zapper about 20, 25 years ago, maybe, by Hulda Clark. Hulda Clark wrote a book called The Cure for All Cancers. And in that book, she not only gave a recipe to kill parasites, because she considered parasites the root of cause of all cancers. And she gave a recipe with cloves and black walnut hulls, wormwood, and other herbs. And she had a contraption called the zapper. Now, that was about 25 years ago. Now, this audio you just heard is about a zapper, a new product. So I'm sure it's probably more improved, and it may have come from Hulda Clark. But you can get that at parasitezappers.com if you're interested in that tool to eliminate parasites. As I say, there are many ways to get rid of the parasites. Number one, take your power back. Don't become a victim, but a victor. And don't let and become more powerful with groups versus single. And number two is turpentine and sugar. That's another way. And then wormwood and black walnut hulls. There are, you don't have to use an espresso machine to make black walnut and pois d'arco. I didn't realize pois d'arco was part of that. But pois d'arco, I've been using that for years for candida. Now I find out it's good for parasites. But you've got to use these things as doctor artists. And we're going to tell you after the break the importance of using these things on a cycle. You've got to be using them on a cycle, otherwise you're not going to be successful. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the cycle that you need to be on to fully get rid of the parasites over a month or more. We're going to have to hang in there and be consistent and determined to do this for the long haul. All right, Naima Latif is going to play our last bit of commercial.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, hosts John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
What if you could
could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant. Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Tucson Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Welcome back. Thank you for this last half hour. I hope you've been enlightened and informed and inspired to get busy taking back your power. Taking back your power means getting rid of parasites like the government and the pharmaceutical companies and all the other, the NIH and the CDC. These are the parasites in our midst these days. Our government, are the CDC, the NIH, all these institutions that are trying to take our power away, control us, control the body, instead of allowing us to take responsibility and empower ourselves and be victorious and become aware of those things that are reducing our power, like the physical parasites. So Dr. Artis, and we're going to go to the phone, 336-350 coming to you next. Dr. Artis, Brian Artis, was very particular about how to get rid of the parasites on a cycle. Very important to remember if you're going to get rid of the parasites and take back your power, there's 5 days that you should be taking your herbs, your turpentine, whatever, and then resting for 4 so that the eggs will hatch. Because as Dr. Brian Artis pointed out on Friday, if you don't do that, the eggs won't hatch. If you're continually taking these herbs 7 days a week and not stopping and resting, the eggs are not going to hatch, because from his experience, the eggs will not hatch when there are elements, there are chemicals in the blood like quadriarco and wormwood and black walnut, the eggs will not hatch in that environment, that chemistry environment. So you have to stop taking those herbs for 4 days, which will allow the eggs to hatch. And then when you continue after 4 days, you're going to kill those parasites again. Now, this might take a few months because those parasites get buried into the muscles and tissues of your organs and body over a long period of time. And it may take a while to get the rhythm of the cycle to kill the parasites, let the eggs hatch, kill the parasites. Just as Dr. Brian Artis described how his sister with lupus was healed from her parasites in her spleen, those critters were hiding out in her spleen, causing inflammation all over her body. And that's what we have going on right now. We got parasites hiding out everywhere. Everywhere you go now, these parasites, the pharmaceuticals, the government are hiding out, trying to ruin our lives, trying to take our power away from us. But we're here to say today, you don't have to do that. You don't have to allow that to happen. You can take back your power by getting into a collective mind of victoriously making choices. We are being faced with choices these days that are going to either weaken you and bring in more parasites or empower you to create a better education system, a better health system. Whether the government wants to restrict you in certain areas, whether it's flying around, get in a car, for heaven's sake, and drive and forget about flying for a while until this this madness, this Twilight Zone episode is over. We got to make better choices about the things we allow inside of our mind, our psyche, our body, and allow the universe, the cosmic energy to guide us, create us, and protect us instead of depending on a very sick government and industry of food and health, sick care system. Mama AZ, your mic is open. Welcome. What do you say this evening?
Grand Rising, Dr. V.
Grand evening. Wake up, wake up.
You know, I had a dream months ago, and it had a lot to do with Brother Harris, the numbers guy from Chicago, Brother Eddie Harris.
Mm-hmm.
And this show today is just confirming, and something that Dr. Leistra and I had a reasoning last night about, it's confirming some things. So those that video, Take Your Power, posted on my page, and I'd like to have a council with you, Dr. V, about some things that are going on, and I need to take back the driver's seat, take my power back, because it's time. I don't even want to get into it over the phone, but just call me, and I'll express to you. And that video, Take Your Power Back, please post it, and then I'll share with you what else. We do have to take our power back. I can't allow myself to get discouraged, because this assignment I chose, and I'm definitely learning a lot from this, and it's teaching me how to be strong and do what I came to the planet to do, Dr. V. So post that on my page. And family, do take your power back while you have the opportunity, if you can. Do not rely on other human beings, because they're in a pickle as well. And if you have the opportunity to bring forth your power for yourself, do so, no matter what anybody tried to deter you from doing. Even the best people who we think are top-notch people, they have issues too. So just be mindful of the company that you keep and what you listen to, besides your gut, your instincts, your intuition. That's all that we have, family. You must learn to listen to your gut, your intuition, no matter what anybody else tries to guide you into this, that, and the other. You listen to you. And if you don't know which direction to go, sit your ass still and be quiet. Because as Wayne Dyer says, when the information that you need is supposed to arrive, you will know it. In the meantime, do not be stressing yourself out, trying to figure it out. Just be quiet, and it will come. Thank us, Dr. V.
Thank us. And Mama AZ, you are a walking miracle, because you have been in so much pain and waiting for this moment in your life to have your body transformed back into balance. And it's a rough journey. And so We're going to have a little meditation where we send out some prayer to you as well as those who are really suffering and having a hard time during this pandemic part two. But let me just review real quick before we go into our meditation, which I think is so important. I hope all of you are being very prayerful as we go through pandemic part two, the corona adventure where the divine reset is going on. Be very prayerful about helping others take back their power, because that's what has been happening, in my opinion, that we have given it away. That's why parasites are running crazy in the way of men and institutions and then critters inside of us. So let us all remember to be prayerful throughout the week. I have one young lady, she prays every day at 8 o'clock about the pandemic and helping people relieve their suffering. And I think all of us should have the mind every day to be prayerful. And I'm sure you probably are. But number one, as we review the steps to take back our power, not only in the collective, mindful, spiritual, metaphysical way, but number one, I would suggest you order a stool test at parasitetesting.com. From what I just researched, it's only about $164. They'll send you a kit where you can send them a sample of your stool, and they'll tell you exactly what type of parasites are in your stool. That way, you can know exactly how to treat the parasites for the next month or so. It's going to take months, brothers and sisters, according to Dr. Artis on Friday. And you can connect to Dr. Artis at ddrartistshow.com or doc@artistlabs.com and stay informed. Stay informed. He will send you, if you send him an email, he said he'll send you a 67-page workbook or set of information so that you can not only have exemption forms for these forced mandate activities going on, but you can stay connected and know about the four most important things you need to be doing right now to maintain your health and so forth. So these are the things we want to be doing in the next few days. Remember, the full moon will be full next Sunday. That's when parasites are most active in the body. They come out in the full moon. So that's when you want to zap them either with your zapper that you can get parasitezapper.com, or zap them with the herbs, the black walnut, the wormwood, the cloves. There are formulas out there you can buy in health food stores. Get those ready. And I would suggest, I'm going to start my program about midweek this week, around Wednesday or Thursday, so that I start right as the moon is waxing full, starting about Wednesday and Thursday of this week, start zapping those parasites as they're coming alive, and then go all the way to your five-day period, and then pause for 4 days, and then keep that cycle going, so that you can rid your body of the creatures that are causing you all kinds of symptoms in your body. So let us go into a little meditation. Earth my body, water my blood, to go inward. The solution, in my opinion, my humble opinion, is not to eat pig ears. That's what I started out the show sharing with you, how there's a doctor in Panama who recommends pig ears as part of a solution to something like herpes. And I have a friend who's following this doctor who's eating all kinds of animals, which I totally disagree with, but she's been able to get off the steroids, but she can't get out of bed. So everyone has their belief systems that they're following that they hope and pray are going to get them into a powerful, non-victim situation. Do what is best for you and follow through. But right now, let's focus on parasites. And then let's go into earth my body, water my blood meditation, closing the eyes, sending lots of love and compassion and power to our relatives and friends who are struggling right now to get back to balance and to be parasite free and back to being a victor instead of a victim. Let's close our eyes, breathing in deeply with the meditation, sending out
love. Earth, my body, water, my blood. Hear my breath and fire my spirit. Earth my body, water my blood. Hear my breath and fire my spirit. I like to sing to the earth, I like to hold her. She likes to sing to me, she likes to hold me. I like to sing to the earth, I like to hold her. She likes to sing to me, she likes to hold me. I carry fistfuls of leaves. I make love to the breeze. Carry fistfuls of bones. I trust they will lead me home. I carry grief on my wings. I know a caged bird sings. Through many turns of this moon, my women have suffered wounds, but my grandmother's with me. Close your eyes, can't you see? And my grandchildren are here, the rose, the crow, and the deer. I am surrounded by light, the light of stories. I need to quiet my mind, I need to listen. We are surrounded by light, the light of stories. We need to quiet our minds, we need to listen. Earth, my body, water, my body, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. Earth, my body, water, my spirit. Earth, my body, earth, my body, water, my blood. Air, my breath, and fire, my spirit.
Woo. All right. We're going to, oh, what a powerful energy to go out on. I'm going to open up the mic. Don't forget tomorrow, Zelda will be talking about Linda Barker of Sisters of the Hood. All right now. Tomorrow morning, Zelda will be bringing us a early morning breathing in show.
90 seconds.
And we'll be joining her for more enlightenment, more spiritual energy, and more truth and truthful education and a new health care system. We're getting rid of the old sick care system and moving powerfully into Native American energy as well as truth from the cosmos. How about that one? So thank you so much for being here tonight. I hope this has been helpful.
60 seconds.
As you prepare to let go of the parasites in your life in the way of government and sick care system, as well as the critters that have entered into your body, because we let go of our power, because we didn't hold on to our power. So we're taking back our power this week. Herbs to strengthen us, to take us to improve the mind and spirit. We unite.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, xiexie. India, zanyaba. Japan, arigato. Korea, kamsahamnida. Russia, spasiba. Germany, danke. Poland, jeongkeunyo. France, merci.
Spain,
gracias.
Muchas
Italy,
gracias.
Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, Nyabonga. Senegal, Geret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.